evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line Radio Show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra Bigwell Smokehouse.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Steph for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD. And it is a time to chill. We're also doing Facebook Live, so hopefully everyone will be able to tune in and hear our show today. And we're going to move right along. Cassandra, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Your weekend was great.
Yes.
Wow, that's a switch.
I know. Friday, I didn't do what I really didn't do. Friday, I did a pop-up at this new coffee house on Grand River and Ada Drive. We did the coffee house, which that turned out to be very, very great. Wow.
Just having a little difficulty. We're trying to make sure we're both on Facebook Live.
I had greens, I had macaroni and cheese, I had baked beans, I had real soup, and we had barbecue chicken. And I feel like it's in the response to the community in the world without barbecue chicken. So sad. I can't say it's good.
Like you saying it, we work strictly out of pocket. We have no paid staff. Everybody is a volunteer. So, to me, that's saying a lot, because I stopped to reflect. How did I start working with you? And I had to go back to way 19, question mark, question mark.
Wow. I mean, it's been a long time. Yeah.
in because I am her personal secretary.
She's my personal secretary. I might call her at 12 o'clock at night. Mom, I need you to do a letter for me. Mom, I need you to do this. So what I'm doing is I'm sending her a text, telling her what I want. Now, if I had a little that serious when I was in high school, because for my business and for everything that I do to help her,
tell y'all another story. Her senior year, and I'm talking about when you talk about a personal secretary, I am her personal secretary. Her senior year, she had this class.
It was just an hour for myself, that class. And so, you know, we had this little thing, so I was going to have this list, and I was going to fail if I did not have this paper.
Now, did I do the research?
Yes, I did some research. She had to
type
one. I mean, by me being not listening and not thinking that type was going to be important. I did not think type was going to be important until this day. Even though we have computers, we still have to know how to type. And I refuse to learn how to type. I said in that teacher's face, so that's what she said. I take it serious, working with grab our book bag, we're going to stand in line, and sometimes you have to get with the parents. have to get with the parents and let them know, no, you're not going to come here and run this. She has to make it to the finish line and say, he told me, and I told you from distance, I love when you come and help us. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for volunteering with the blood. Like I said, not only Ronnie, we're talking about the girls, that's right, the girls, the girls who came to the program, family, friends, Leah, my daughter Leah, she came. So, we, it was a great time. We, like I said, that's all we were studying on people today. We started at 10. A little after 12, we were visiting. This was the first year that she passed on every single day in August. So, that's a great fortune.
Right. I mean, we're really supposed to be talking about just for new seniors class of 2018, but I think we're going to have to table that because the information we had to share today, I mean, we have our cotillion kickoff, and I must say that Cassandra has taken the driver's seat.
Well,
she's taken my baby.
It's not that so much as that. Over the years, a lot of my friends and family have said that I need to help her. Now, I do a lot of trying to help her. But I say I've been helping her over 15 years, and I'm getting tired, too, you know, because I have a family. I work, you know, jobs. I'm trying to run my business, and I am ready to finish. But, you know, youth is my world. If anybody knows me, they know that I've had my goals, and I've had a lot of people.
Oh, yes. Yes, but we don't need any escort. And that we had one gentleman that was an escort to the little girl. You know, every time it came time for the ball, they had dropped out of the program.
But he was so hurt for the 2 years.
2 years in a row.
So he finally got to be an escort, and he enjoyed himself. You know, just to see the young ladies in there right now. I mean, it's an experience. We did one in my mom's family.
And there are going to be some new things incorporated because of Cassandra being
in the driver's seat. Y'all see, I'm in the driver's seat. When I say I'm about to take this to the finish line to the next level, we have some exciting things that your girls are going to look forward to. We used to do it every Sunday from 5 to
7.
We've changed it up. Now we're going to do 2 Saturdays out of the month. It's going to be 4 hours. When I say we're going to pack a lot of those worlds, we are going to pack a lot in the world. I'm excited. Like I said, I need y'all to come over and grab with me. You know, we are going to go down. We would make it to the finish line on the
map. Come on, Belle. I know my sister's going to ride with us. I know you're going to be right there, Belle, taking that ride with us. And we also want to send our condolences to my daughter-in-law and her family. They lost their mother last night. And I have to say that Pat was a real reason. I mean, she hung in there. She was hospitalized, I know, for over a year with cancer. And she was fortunate enough to come back home to her own apartment. And then they found something else wrong with her within the last couple of weeks, and she called her daughters together and told her that at this point, the only thing they could do was make her come. And she made her transition last night. And to those girls and to the granddaughters, you've got to stay strong, because to lose a Jew, your mother, is a precious Jew. Just remember all of the good things. And Nana is here for y'all. I want y'all to know we have our deepest sympathy.
Hi, Miss B. I was reading something on Facebook, and I want to just put an update on Kari Strong. Kari will be going back to school this year to finish out his 8th grade year.
What?
His mom put that on yesterday. I want you guys to go check out CARE, C-A-R-E, for Kari, K-A-R-A-I. On Facebook, read the story. This is a young man who did the fundraiser for a couple of weeks ago. I'm right here for about a month now.
Right.
I love it to put on Facebook that Kari will be going back to school.
Wow.
This young man, I mean, those who already know, this young man is remarkable. I mean, he was on my day. This was an old kid. He was on my day. He had to be on there every single day. She was just a big kid.
Thank you, Miss B.
And then this year, he had another day. So, I mean, when I say a kid, he don't let anything stop. So he's going to be going back to school. This is his 8th grade year.
Wow.
So, I mean, I love Kari.
That means I'm going to have to get out there and ride my bike extra hard, because I wouldn't have bought a bike.
How many times have you rode it since you bought it?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when I say it's pretty, it's pretty. So I was taking a picture of her on the bike, and then I met a new lady in my neighborhood. She saw when they loaded the bike going around, loaded the bike up. She stopped us the other day, so I was explaining that I didn't have anybody to ride with while I'm at home. I need to build up so that I can be able to meet miles. I mean, bike bikes don't joke, they go to 20, 40 miles in one trip. 20 or 30 going, 20 or 30 coming back.
Wow.
The most I can do is maybe three. Three going, three coming back. So I need to try to build up so I can get on this bike. So I met a lady, she lives in my neighborhood, and she gave me her number. And I was kind of, I don't really know her, so she told me her day is off Tuesday and Thursday. So I didn't call her yesterday. Because, I mean, you know, I'm like the kids. I, you know, meet the new friend is my heart. So I didn't call her yesterday, but I'm going to call her tomorrow when we go out and ride in the neighborhood. So I can be ready, because I always tell my mother, no mics, no lights. They serious. My life is serious. You know, they have a, they party, but they ride 40 miles. And this lady, there again, I met this lady. She had her car broke down, so she didn't have any money. She didn't have any money. This woman probably did a nice thing to her. She broke her down.
Is that where she worked at?
She worked at the
hospital. Wow.
She's not no young chicken, spring chicken is how they say. She's not young. She rode 8 miles in Middleville to 96 in Southern Grand. There and back.
Wow.
And I asked her, were you tired when you got to work? She said. So I told her, ma'am, I can't do all those miles that you're doing. I'm a baby. Baby step. We might get to a couple of blocks around the house. I'll do 8 miles in Middleville.
All righty then.
So, I'm meeting people now even in the community. You guys, if you have a bike, get out of here with your
bike. Right,
right. I have a beautiful bike like Mama just did, like shoes, don't do that.
Well, we can meet somewhere and we can all ride. I may be straggling behind you, but I'll be on my bike. Hey, sometimes that's the way the show goes.
And I didn't even charge my phone, and I mean, my phone is dying, so I'm going to have to charge my phone. But I just want to let you guys know, go to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and listen to some of our old shows. We come on every Wednesday, 7 to 8, BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. What we want to do is to bring you information, tell you things about our youth program. And this year, 2017, 2018, when I say I'm in the driver's seat, come on with me, because I'm thinking making it to the finish line with my mother, my friends and family, Facebook friends and family. It's happening.
Right, it's
not
happening.
About to. It's happening.
And just to reiterate, the kickoff for the Young and Delicate Cotillion is Saturday, September the 9th, 1 o'clock p.m. Bring your young ladies out to register, because I'm telling you, Sandra in the driver's seat, we may not have enough space for those who want to register.
We have a DJ, Fortune, Hustle, my Aunt Mimi, she thought I was on something. I mean, so bring your girls out. Granddaughters, nieces, goddaughter, neighbor's daughter. Let everybody know. Come on and bring them. Saturday, September the 9th at 1 p.m.
At Ears Show Place.
2140 Hope. It's going down.
We're going to have a good time. And we're going to be outside.
Outside. Like how we did for Curry Day. Oh, yeah. It's going down. Bring out the young ladies. Bring them out. That's all. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring those babies out. We ready. We got some.
Cassandra, what do you have for your tips this week? I mean, our time is really running out.
I want to just give you guys some recipes that I use. I gave it to my mother, and I told her to take a picture. She didn't want to take a picture, but I wanted to put it on Facebook. We did gave her some zucchini base. And when I tell you, it's delicious. We have a garden that my owner, she lives back on the farm. It is something else to be able to go to your garden and get something out to be able to prepare. So I had a lot of zucchini here to my neighbors. We gave them some. And then I put my seasoning on it. You saw the pepper seasoning on it. I put like white chicken. And then layer it. And I put shredded cheese, sharp shredded cheese, and tomato sauce. I put some spaghetti sauce. And you layer that with three layers. On that top layer, you're going to put ginger syrup, shredded cheese, and seasoning. Each layer, you put seasoning.
Thank you.
So we are hoping that you
want to come and cruise with us, because, you know, with me, there again, like Sandra said, I'm a big baby. I don't really do well on cruises. But since this is making it to the finish line cruise, I got to put on my big girl pants. I got to do it.
Right.
And I want those who are big cruising with us for making it to the finish line. Y'all may have to hold me up. I'm just letting you know in advance.
Right.
You may have to hold me up. But I plan on doing it. I plan on making sure that I go.
And if you lie, then you make it happen.
Right.
You always tell me to put my phone on.
But all of our announcements, all of our events are on on our website, www.mittfl.org, or for more information, you can call Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. Cassandra, what do you have for them as far as saving?
I'm gonna just like I saw a young lady, you know, this is not very unprofessional, but you guys know that I love Kroger's, and Kroger's has Saturday only you can download this coupon, Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh Lunch Meat, which we had found from the response today. And mom, it looks like you need a little bit more of this lunch because you only had 2 people left. Like it's gonna be looking later. You need to go to Kroger's only on Saturday. $1.99, you can get up to 5 bucks.
Oh, wow. Well, I will be there. Hi, Cassandra.
Go take some. Hey, Cassandra, go take some. Bye-bye. Put some in the freezer. It's on sale. You have to download it on your Kroger card.
Okay, so we go to the Kroger website
and download
the coupon.
It's a digital coupon.
Okay.
And you can get 5. Now, you can't say I'm going to get 3 today and go back and get 2 tomorrow. You got to buy all 5 at one time, but you can't do just 1. So, it's $1.99 Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh Meat. It's on sale right now. Oranges, mandarin, that's not a sale to me, $3.99.
Oh, no.
Okay, they have popcorn sale. Buy 2, your final count will be $4.99. You guys know that is what your deposit. They have later popcorn sale. Buy 5, save 5. That means you can get 5 of these items. Only what I do is you have to keep notes separate anyway. Because you might think you have this buy 5, save 5, but you might only have 4. They're not going to give you a discount. So you have to have all 5 of the items.
Oh, okay.
On sale, buy 5, save 5. You got to have them together. I know we put them somewhere in the money together. So right now they have the Cheez-Its, which is $1.99. That's a good price. That's what your Kroger's card. They have liter pops, 79 cents each. Load up on them. I don't drink a lot of pop, but you know, load up on there. You have Ernest. That's a you may root beer close to Ernest Close. That's the same. Make sure you go. Everything is on a good thing to have on your Kroger card, because you already get things on sale at Kroger, but then when you put them on there with your digital coupon, you're going to notice the savings coming up. I like to get on my Kroger card at the end. I don't want her to scan my card in the middle because it don't look like it's really taken off. So if your bill say $90 and you give me your savings card, it's going to already take off what's on sale. Then that may take off $10 and then with your digital coupon. So at $99, you might be at $60. That's how I do.
Really?
That's how I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's try that.
I like that. What is that? That Minute Maid. They have that on sale for $1.49. That Simply Lemonade is a special. I love it. It's $1.49. It's only $2 or $2.50. So you might want to purchase that. They have laundry detergent. It's on sale for $2.99. It's concentrated. You don't need a little bottle. I think that's $32.40. They have the Eggo's waffles again, you know, school get ready to start back to me next week for real. We have those for $1.88.
Oh,
wow. Kroger brand apple juice. Apple juice, if you drink a cup of that every day, that's going to keep you ready. Your blood gets up in age. If you're not getting all your brushes, keep your green vegetables and your salad. Have a bagel from apple juice every morning. Get you a cup of apple juice.
Oh, okay.
I know some people, when they wake up in the morning, they drink something hot.
Right.
Gotta go. they have mountain ice, mountain water. I like to have the ice mountain water, but you know, sometimes water is water. In your mind, you tell you, man, ice water is much better than Kroger brand. It's everybody's decision if that's what they want to do. So ice mountain is on sale for $2.99. You got to make sure that you stay for the Kroger card. Minute Maid beverages is on sale for $0.99. But it's on sale for that. I normally get about 5 cartons because my family, I think the more juice you buy, the more they drink. Now, my son is home. I have to buy like maybe 5 different things of juice.
Wow.
And sometimes I go shopping on Sunday. It normally would be gone by Wednesday. So, that's something to look into. You got some Philadelphia cream cheese. It looks like brand name. Get you some Philadelphia cream cheese for $1.49. Let me tell you about these Simply Potatoes. Simply Potatoes, which is the hash brown already made up. You don't have to shred up any potatoes. Or the regular potatoes. I use the Simply hash brown potatoes and I make a hash brown. It's almost like macaroni and cheese. But my family sees a Simply Potato cream bag and see some cheese. They call it regular cheesy potatoes. Cheesy potatoes is very easy to use. I use hash browns, which is the green bags of Simply Potatoes. You're going to use your shredded cheese. You're going to use your pet milk. And I do eggs. I do it just like macaroni and cheese.
Oh!
Put your margarine or your butter in there and stir it up just like macaroni and cheese. You bake it for like 30 minutes. When you see it bubbling on the outside, you know it's ready. About 30 to 40 minutes.
Wow!
Cheese and potatoes, great side dish. Family love it. Simply Potato hash browns. And it's open with an egg.
Right.
So if you get that, one bag would be fine because it's a nice moment there. Salt, pepper, seasoned salt, shredded cheese, which is sharp shredded cheese. You can get a small bag if it's just you or a small family, maybe 2 people. Your egg, your pet milk. I just one egg. I have some pet milk for a long time because you want it to be juicy, you don't want it to be dry. Use your margarine or your butter. I like to melt the margarine or butter. I have to say, be careful. And then you mix it up, light macaroni and cheese, and you cook it for 30 to 40 minutes. When you see it bubbling around the edges, you know it's ready, and don't forget to put the cheese on top. But I say, listen, eat that up. That's all. They don't have none left over.
Wow, I'm going to have to try that.
Try that. It's a great meal. Ice cream. My mom, she loves ice cream. They have that on sale again. $3.99. That again is the Wi-Fi, save $5 next thing to match. Rich Crackers, we did that on sale for $1.79. You know, holiday is coming up. You want to get your Bush's baked beans. You want to go ahead and do that. And with the Bush's baked beans, I don't cut up any onions. I get the onions already chopped.
Roasted
onions. Use your barbecue sauce, mustard, and your brown sugar. There you go. There's your baked beans. Sometimes if you want a little bit more color, do the bell peppers. They already had the bell peppers and the onions in the bag and frozen section already chopped up.
Wow.
I don't do a lot of chopping. I do catering jobs and I do with my Aunt Mimi. She come bringing me all these whole peppers and onions and I be like, Auntie, I don't do all that. I get mine already chopped up in the frozen section and frozen. So, you know, I'm trying to save you guys some time.
And not only that, but the onions save you from frying.
Exactly. Save you from frying as well. So, you know, the holiday is coming up. Not only get your hot dogs and everything they got on ballpark, $2 for $6, you might can beat that. Get the stuff and put it in the freezer. You don't wait like a week before. I hear people be waiting a week before or something like that. Get that stuff now and put it in the freezer. You can freeze cheese. You can freeze the hot dogs. It's all the same things that you can freeze. And then you don't have to be stressed out when that time comes. Now, the color bell peppers, and that makes the food look so colorful. The orange, the yellow, and the red bell peppers, they got them on sale for $5. I'm going to pick you up some. Go ahead and slice them, pre-slice them, put them in the freezer. You don't have to worry about all that. It's fast and it's
wow.
And I worked with somebody years ago and he had a family of like 6 kids, him and his wife. What you do when meat is on sale, get as much as you can of that meat that's on sale. The meat is 99 cents a pound, but it's ground beef, it's turkey meat, or whatever. Get what is on sale. Go home, bag them up in house, maybe like if you like a week, mom might like 10 things at a time. So she might bag up 10 things at a time. Go ahead, bag up your stuff, and then that saves you. You get the same. there. Like, I just went to Captain's and I bought 3 packs of turkey chops. I bought 3 packs of pork chops. I bought some steak with stir fry. I bought a big pack of chicken breast. The only skin is chicken breast. And I bought some sauce. All that for $38.
What?
At Captain's. You know, I'll show you how to shop.
Right. $38.
$38. What I do is I get the small packs, like the turkey chop packs, 6 or 7 turkey chops in there for 3 sauces. And when you go to the meat market, or even go to the supermarket, get the meat down on the bottom. Those are going to have the cheapest prices on there. I go through that whole thing, and I go to the bottom, and I get the cheapest. They're always going to have a lower price on the bottom of the stack of the meat.
Wow.
That's what I do. So I went to have, like I said, turkey chops, pork chops, steak, stir-fry steak, chicken thighs, boneless chicken thighs, boneless chicken breast, a nice size chicken breast, big thing. I normally have to split my butterfly bag because you know chicken breast, it gets
right
there, and you don't want to dry them out. I got all that for $38. And what I did with my chicken wings, I already, like I cooked. So I have people who want Hennessy wing dinners. I give you 5 wings. I already bag up those 5 wings and have them in the bag and put them in the freezer. So if I'm not doing Hennessy wings that day, I'm going to keep all them on Hennessy wings. I just grab out that one bag of the wings already done.
Wow.
So that's a lot of things that you can do to prep yourself. And I do a lot of things on Sunday. I chop them when I get my fruit. My family would not eat the fruit unless it's already clean in a bowl or already sliced up. So I'll go and get things out of the garden, slice up the cucumbers, put them in a container, so when they're ready for their salad, they just get to slice up cucumbers out. When they want their watermelon. I personally don't like cutting up watermelon. It's too heavy for me. So you got to cut the watermelon in size, 2 bags and all that. But I cut up everything so they can just go in there and grab it. Because if I don't, it goes to me because I have to spoil my family. They will not eat anything that's not cut up. They will not drink anything if it's under the table. It has to be cold. And I have to be one of the refrigerators before they don't drink it. So this is just a little tip from Cassandra's Corner. And we're almost out of time.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry, Ma, I took up too much time.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Cassandra, that's how you do too. Oh, school girl is the best way.
Well, our motivation for today before our time run out. Even if you cannot change all the people around you, you can change the people you choose to be around. Life is too short to waste your time on people who don't respect, appreciate, and value you. Spend your life with people who make you smile, laugh, and feel loved. And this is going to end our show. We want you to come back next Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. And we will be Facebook Live. We want you to be safe. Have a good evening. And we will see you next Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Facebook Live. Have a good one.
That went great.
Oh, I found them from, no, they're...